Blackstone Audio presents The Dry Grass of August by Anna Jean Mayhew. This book is read by Karen White. For Jean-Michel and for Laurel. In the midnight hour, when you need some power, when your heart is heavy, steal away home. I ain't got long to stay here. African American Spiritual. Chapter 1. In August of 1954, we took our first trip without Daddy, and Stell got to use the driver's license she'd had such a fit about. It was just a little card saying she was Estelle Annette Watts, that she was white, with hazel eyes and brown hair. But her having a license made that trip different from any others, because if she hadn't had it, we never would have been stuck in Sally's Motel Park in Claxton, Georgia, where we went to buy fruitcakes and had a wreck instead. And Mary would still be with us. Stell and I carried the last of the suitcases to the driveway. The sky was a wide, far blue above the willow oaks that line Queens Road West, with no promise of rain to break the heat. I put Mary's flowered cloth bag in the trunk, and Daddy took it out.
"Always start with the biggest piece."
He picked up Mama's Pullman and grunted.
"She packed like she's never coming back."
He hefted it into the trunk.
"Okay, girls, what's next?"
Stell tapped her suitcase with the toe of her size 6 penny loafer.
"That's the ticket."